The concept of a bubble during the pandemic has been used primarily in professional sports, most successfully by the NBA and WNBA. Players, coaches, and officials have been staying on campuses in Orlando and have mostly spent time with each other in hotels and facilities that restrict coming and going off of those campuses. Now, a Tucson-based musical group, True Concord Voices and Orchestra, is planning to try something similar. Like most performing arts organizations, True Concord has had to cancel performances because of COVID-19. But now it's going to try its very own bubble. Our co-host Steve Goldstein spoke with True Concord's music director, Eric Holton, to find out how this plan got started.
For several months, we had a special task force that met every 2 or 3 weeks. And we were looking at all kinds of possibilities. We had some guiding principles. One was that we needed to double down on our mission, which is to create experiences through music that move, enrich, and inspire. Number two, we had to do something. Doing nothing was not an option. So we felt we needed to present music in some way, shape, or form. Because right now people need music and the arts more than ever. Mm-hmm. And then thirdly, we felt that this could be an opportunity to reach even more people by harnessing the technology that is available to us. And so as we were exploring all kinds of options, we were inspired by the NBA bubble, in which they're bringing their teams and coaches and staff down to Disney World and really keeping the rest of the world out so that they can do their thing, which is play basketball. And so we thought, why not form a True Concord bubble? Many of our artists, in fact, most of them come from all over the country. They usually descend on Tucson for 1 week at a time, in which we rehearse, do our performances, and then they fly off to their next gig. And with that model, that obviously posed some challenges and some concern for our artists. So we thought, let's bring them all in one shot, and do a concentrated period of time in which we produce a number of programs and then send them back. So they're all coming in on October 9th. And the first 10 days is going to be an isolation period, which is based on CDC and WHO guidelines. And once they come out of the isolation, symptom-free, we know that we're confident to launch into rehearsals and to start these productions. And all totaled, we're going to do 6 programs in 4 weeks.
So tell me about the performers. Was everyone pretty gung-ho about this because they're artists and they want to do this? This is what they do, and they want to perform for audiences and give that music that you mentioned that we all really need right now. Or were there some who were still a little bit like, well, maybe not? How did that work out?
Well, during the course of the summer, as part of our conversations and our studying and exploring, we surveyed all of our constituent groups. So our audiences, our artists, our volunteers, et cetera. And what we found pretty consistently is the people fell into 3 groups. There was the one group that was like, you know, no way, I don't want anything to do with this. There was another group that was like, heck yeah, let's get back to it. And then there was, you know, those folks in the middle that were like, let's see how things go. And of course, in the middle of the summer, as we all know, Arizona was, you know, one of the worst states in terms of the case numbers. But as those numbers started to come down, we saw more comfort in all of these constituent groups. But yes, there's still for some a desire to get going right away and attend concerts and be part of concerts, and for others that are still, they're still not ready. And so this model that we've come up with, the bubble, is meant to bring those artists together that are comfortable with this concept, but then produce programs that can be experienced in live performance for local audiences right here in Tucson. Mm-hmm. Limited outdoor concerts with just 50 people in attendance, all the audience wearing masks and socially distanced. But also we're going to record 4 programs with our partners at Arizona PBS and Phoenix for those folks who would like to experience music in the comfort and safety of their own homes.
It would seem that as people are spending more and more time together, that will spark certain aspects of creativity, which may not have been sparked before. But it also might spark other things as people are having to spend so much time together. How are you going to balance that out?
This pandemic has caused all of us to have to rethink pretty much everything, you know, from going to the grocery store to let alone putting on concerts. It has, for our organization, tapped into an energy, a creative energy that has been very inspiring to me, as far as our artists, our board, our staff, in which we've had to rethink everything we do, every aspect of the production process. I mean, we've been putting on concerts for, this is our 17th year. We could practically put concerts on in our sleep, but we are doing something that we, and I dare say no one has ever done before, creating live performance experiences under these conditions in the pandemic. And so we're all thinking outside the box. We're trying to honor our traditions of the kind of programming we do, but looking at every aspect of how we do it. And so it's been really energizing, really exciting, a little bit daunting. But as we're getting closer to this bubble now, it feels good. I'm feeling confident and comfortable. And I think all of our constituent groups are as we head into it.
As you said, this is a unique idea. There's no question about that. Describe your emotions for me.
I think the human spirit, the American spirit, it rallies under difficult circumstances. And I have felt a real strength in our supporters, in our staff, in our board, in tackling something, as you said, unique, but also in a way very daunting. But there's this sense of, we hear this phrase a lot, but it's so true. We're all in this together. And I think that's what gives me confidence. That's what gives me strength and hope that we can make our music. We can make a difference with music in this troubling and challenging times, and do it with knowing that the world's got our back.
That is Eric Holton, music director for Tucson-based True Concord.